This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight, where we talk about what's buzzworthy in your backyard and mine, what's coming out of Washington, D.C., what we have to look forward to, what's going on in Congress, how about Zika and funding to fight the attack of the mosquito, which has become now in so many neighborhoods a very, very big deal. And also Clinton and Trump, the big showdown in just a couple of weeks. The very first presidential debate between the two is unveiled, and that's September 26th. Plus, Clinton and the email saga continues. The FBI director says the Clinton email case was not a cliffhanger. However, what does that mean? We'll talk about that as well. But right at the get-go, joining us now is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Did you hear what I said about James Comey, that he was quoted all over the place? I was reading the Washington Post today that
right.
He sent out a memo to the employees that the decision to not charge Hillary Clinton, you know, that despite all, everything that was being said in government, there just wasn't a prosecutable case, period, end of story. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, he just needs to be quiet. I'm getting sick of this in the sense of, look, Comey was very well respected. He always was, except now, by a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. First of all, the fact that, you know, the husband of the person investigated went on the plane with the attorney general, the guy above him that makes the decision, that's Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, is absolutely mind-boggling. If anybody else did that in regards to their spouse going on a plane with a prosecutor, they would be indicted for it. And so this whole thing has been a cliffhanger completely. It went on for months and months and months. That's the other thing. What took them so long? Then they interview Hillary Clinton within 24 hours. They have a decision. Now, putting all that aside, what does Comey do then? He does something unprecedented. If you find a person innocent, which he did with Hillary Clinton and her staff, you don't expose the notes. And he exposed the notes. So Comey's trying to have his cake and eat it, too. So I'm in the category of defending the fact that those notes should not, technically or legally, have been put forth.
Yeah, I agree. If that's the case, and he did it, that's pathetic. How about this other story about Donald Trump? Friends in high places, and then they go to low places. The Mexican finance minister had to resign after helping to arrange the Trump visit. Get out of here.
Well, I carried this story today, and I had a little bit of fun with it because I introed it to some of our hosts by saying, look, did you know that Donald Trump actually got some money from someone today? In the sense that he took the salary of this guy by showing up in Mexico. The guy's salary's gone. You know, President of Mexico is 22% in the polls. He invites Trump and Clinton down. Trump comes down. It's a disaster for the president of Mexico, completely. Not bad for Trump. So what happens? President of Mexico fires the guy that came up with it. They had a meeting. Who came up with this idea? Excuse me, sir. I did. I'm the finance minister. Well, you're not now. And that's what happened. So Trump's going to take his salary and pay for that wall, part of that wall. That's what he's going to do.
Wow. And then reading, I know exactly, speaking of walls, I was reading this story about the president spending some money to supposedly register new immigrant voters. You know, there's always that tug of war over who's going to vote. And, of course, conservative watchdog groups are all over this. What is that $10 million and what's going on with that? And it's actually $19 million, I guess, all together to register these voters that would, of course, likely support the Democrats in November. But this isn't anything new. This has happened for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. The American public, Kate, is starting to find out a lot of things. This has happened over the years, which you would say, why are we doing this? Now a lot of the American public today knows what the name Judgment Fund is. Judgment Fund, which they don't even know more about it because it's not transparent. Judgment Fund was used for the president to pay the money to the Iranians, which we thought was $400 million. Then we find out it's $1.38 million on top of it of interest payments to the Iranians, all in cash. Came out of a judgment fund. Last year, the judgment fund issued, I think, $89 million settling lawsuits on the EPA. So we've got the judgment fund, the immigrant fund, registered to vote fund, and you wonder why there's a $17 trillion national debt, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no kidding. I like how you said
everything.
That. There's all kinds of fun. Mm. Hey, here's kind of a quick aside. Are you much of a moviegoer?
It depends. I used to be. I'm a Netflix guy now.
Netflix, so did you watch Narcos yet?
No, what is it? Marcos?
No, it's called Narcos, and it's all about Pablo Escobar. And I tell everybody to watch that. It's so well done. They've got two seasons up so far on that. But I wonder I wondered about the movie thing because this Sully movie's coming out. Remember landing the plane on the Hudson?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you when that happened?
You know what? That's the plane that crashed into the river.
Yeah.
My friend Bill Blair was on that plane.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember
really?
When he came back, he was burnt. He doesn't even know how he got to the top. But that's the plane that went in the water in the Hudson.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I was in the state senate at the time. I remember.
Oh, trying to just, I mean, can you just imagine the shock after you land? I thought the wildest thing I ever heard, I happened to be in Hawaii when that happened, and somebody woke me up to tell me, turn on the news and see what's going on. There was a little girl on the plane, and, you know, they all had to put their heads down. And when she put her head up, she said, Daddy, I didn't know that the plane turned into a boat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kids, right? Resilience.
But I wanted to see that movie. It was an amazing thing he did with the plane, just like the movie Flight.
Yeah, I like the movie. I like the movie Flight too, and because I do a cheap movie review, and that's coming up on our next show.
Oh, do you? But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Sully comes out this weekend. Just so you know,
I have to see that.
Yep, Tom Hanks plays Captain Sully. So I think that should be pretty interesting. I know. We got to get away from politics.
I can't wait for the movie Clinton Trump in a couple of years.
I can't either. And you know, there's so many political movies, as you well know. So,
we know Corey Lewandowski, a bunch of us do, that was fired by Trump, and we wondered, you know, taking bets who's going to play him in the movie.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Absolutely, I love it. All right, Bob Ney, always fun to toss it around with you. Thanks.
You too.
Coming up a little bit later, I got to keep reminding everybody of this, that we got our special thing, our kickoff to the football season, because, yes, the NFL is back, and it starts on Thursday. So here it is, our Wednesday into Thursday show, technically, depending on all the time zones that we air when you're listening to the show. So the second hour, last segment, is Nail the Score. Randomly, our computer will choose the game of the week in the NFL. Stay tuned for that again, second hour. Next, odds and ends.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Odds and ends, and I call it odds and ends because every day we're steeped in so much content everywhere. I mean, content. If you've got an 11-year-old or an 11-year-old grandson or daughter or niece or nephew or whatever, and up to somebody like 22 years old, Snapchat and Instagram, two forms of social media, that's how they're hearing about things. And I see this with my nieces all the time, but they're up on politics because they're always asking me about Trump and Clinton. So I find that really fascinating. So odds and ends come in different forms because of the way content is delivered, but there's information that just moves at the speed of light. It's wild. So you might have missed this. Did you know a Russian jet came within 10 feet of a U.S. spy plane? Yes, it's true. So this fighter jet carried out an unsafe and unprofessional intercept of one of our planes over the Black Sea and was 10 feet away. And it might cause a little more tension, as if there wasn't tension before. But, you know, 10 feet away, do the math, pretend you're in the cockpit, think about that for a second. That's pretty darn close. Too close for comfort, enough to start something with the Russians. It lasted 19 minutes, and it involved a Russian Su-27 fighter, and it's called a Russian Sukhoi Su-27 fighter, and then a Navy P-8 surveillance plane that was just doing a regular patrol. So they're up there for 12 hours, and I guess there's lots of interactions, but only one of the incidents was what the pilot determined was unsafe. So the Russian defense minister said they had sent up the plane to intercept a U.S. aircraft that was coming up to its border of the Black Sea, because the Americans had turned off their transponders, which transponders, anybody who knows anything about planes, and if you don't, that's how you can identify the planes, any plane in the world. So there have been a bunch of these incidents. Remember in April there were two Russian warplanes that flew those simulated attack passes near a U.S. missile destroyer in the Baltic Sea? That was pretty brutal. And in July, NATO agreed to deploy military forces to the Baltic states and eastern Poland for the first time and increase air and sea patrols to actually reassure some of those allies who were once part of the Soviet bloc. So there's been some crazy things happening, some maneuvering right there under our noses. Right there. How about this? Because Roger Ailes is still in the middle of a firestorm, they just settled a sexual harassment suit, they being Fox, with Gretchen Carlson, and there's all this conversation about Roger Ailes and what happened, and geez, how could Trump be getting advice from Roger Ailes? Well, Ailes said he had been working directly with Trump for more than a year and is playing a big role in his debate prep. That's nice. So he was running Fox and advising Donald Trump. They've been friends, though, for decades. Had lots of meetings, had lots of dinners, all that kind of stuff, apparently. So now Ailes resigns in July because of the sexual harassment allegations. And so what is he doing? He's helping Trump even more firm up the message, pull zingers out of his pocket and whatnot for this first debate on September 26th. The Trump campaign, however, is denying Ailes is playing a behind-the-scenes role. But the reports are saying the opposite, including Ailes himself. So who knows, right? $20 million, harassment suit, blah, blah, blah. Brett Baer admitted this week he's not comfortable with his former boss advising the Republican presidential nominee, but he said the network's reporting is not influenced by the arrangement, because that does make you think that, oh, wait a second, if he's good friends, he's been advising him, he was running the network until July. So that was happening before that, right? Life goes on. By the way, money-wise, just to throw this in, Trump raised about $90 million in August, because they say you need $1 billion to run for president. $1 billion. Isn't that crazy? $1 billion to run for president. Wow. Wow. I guarantee there are people who ran campaigns that would, a long time ago, that would be stunned, even though realizing that, of course, it's gone up every year, even for people on the Hill. That is a crazy, crazy big number. And I don't know about you, but how do you feel about working until you're near dead? So let me tell you about this. So here's the scoop. I actually have a friend. She's a friend of my mother's. My mother sadly passed away from cancer, oh gosh, about 4 years ago. And of course we're still in touch. And she was one of my mother's, younger friends. And she's just about 50. She's going to turn 55, I think, in January, and she's retiring. She went to work the second she got out of high school. She couldn't go to college because her family couldn't afford it, and she worked, and saved and took advantage of every possible thing she could take advantage of as far as financial instruments. So she's retiring, right? But this new study by Bankrate.com says 70% of Americans say they want to work as long as possible. And why do you think that is? Because they want to have enough money to retire and they're worried. And they don't want to retire before they have enough, I think, is part of it, right? It's about they need the money. However, there were other people that said 38% of the people surveyed want to stay on the job because they like to work. That it's not just the money. When you can stop work as a consultant or find some part-time gig or whatever it is, they say it's about still working because you like working. Isn't that interesting? And it didn't used to be that way, right? It used to be that people wanted to retire. And if it's just because they want something to do versus they have to because of the money thing, maybe perhaps that, you know, that's a little bit different for some peeps. But I think that there are so many that just figure they have to work until the end because of financial constraints and what's happened. Remember the 2008 crash and, you know, all that sort of thing. Jesse Ventura, who has been a guest on this show, was buzzworthy, part of Odds and Ends. He says the U.S. needs to withdraw from the Middle East. And he said that on this show, and he really does stick by that. He says it's time for the military, which he says is the best in the whole world, to get out of the Middle East. He was on Steve Malzberg's show, and he was asked whether he agrees with Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's belief that the military's gotten too small. And he says, no, our military doesn't need to be built. We have the largest military in the world. We have the most powerful and best military in the whole world. The only thing we need to do is get our military out of these wars, not in them. Iraq's been going on for as long as Vietnam, and it has no end in sight. It's worse today than it was before, is what Jesse is saying. And of course, people forget this, or maybe they don't, but he's a retired Navy SEAL. And he is a friend of Donald Trump's. Not a fan of his decision to go after the presidency, but I guess he's a friend. So he has no trepidation in expressing his opinion, and especially when it comes to politics of the military and the tricky quicksand of the Middle East. Numbers We Can Count, coming up round the bend here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Of course we're going to go political. Trump versus Clinton. How do the numbers shake out? And by the way, a quick reminder, speaking of numbers, you get to nail the score in our next hour last segment. Don't have to know anything, zip, nada, nunca, nothing about football. It's like picking lottery numbers or candy for a baby. Or from a baby. Just once our computer randomly picks the game of the week, you call in or you hit me up through the miracle of the internet at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Click on contact. That's how you can do that. And tell me who you think is going to win of the two teams and what the score is going to be. It could be any score. It could be 7-5. And trust me, there have been crazy, lopsided, nutty, low, awkward sounding score. So it doesn't matter. There is no right or wrong. It's only what actually happens on the field. All right, so let's get to We Can Count. We Can Count shows that when we look at the Real Clear Politics poll and we look at the averages between Clinton and Trump, the polling data shows that we're basically looking at a 2-point difference between the two candidates. 2 points. It is that close. In all kinds of ways, the flow shows that. The data shows. Like, for example, battleground states. Clinton has just a 2-point lead. And remember, margin of error, forget about it. That's like a dead heat. If you look at the CNN ORC poll, that's got Trump up by 2. If you look at Fox News, that has Clinton up by 2 points. If you look at the Reuters Ipsos poll, Clinton by 2 points. 2 points. I mean, so listen, this is tight. Tight. And it is that coin flip. Right now it's looking like the coin flip deal. So you can bet in those battleground states, if you're listening to me in Ohio, you're going to hear a ton of spots everywhere on the radio. Maybe the station I'm on right now, hopefully, because I'll get that political money. And then television-wise, in the newspapers, in any form of media, right? So Clinton and Trump are going to be doing that Ohio thing. It is, you know, they're holding on to their bellwether status as the most important and most competitive battleground state. If you look at the Buckeye state in the past. So the cycle is going to be big and up for grabs. And it shows because the candidate schedules this week. So how big is Ohio to the White House aspirations? Clinton addressed the American Legion. Just did this on Wednesday in Cincinnati. On Thursday, Trump's going to be campaigning in Wilmington, and VP Joe Biden will stump for Clinton in the Youngstown area. Clinton and her running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, are both campaigning, have both campaigned in Cleveland. So how about that? So they just actually, all that just happened in Ohio. Because it is a battleground state and it's going to come into play. So I think those numbers are pretty interesting. And just the fact that suddenly it is very, 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 very close. Cannot say it enough. How about Apple? Here's your number. iPhone 7. Are you on a 4 or 5 or a 6? iPhone 7, no headphone input. So as I sit here and I look at my iPhone, which of course has a headphone input, you know, infuriating. They're so smart, though. Constantly updating, constantly changing everything. So what happens? We're like lemmings. We have to get the new phone because half the time our stuff won't work with it, right? Isn't that crazy? Remember when a phone was just a phone and not your computer in your life? Anyway, Apple unveiled this new water-resistant puppy. But that part's good. And a wireless iPhone 7 with dual lens camera, but no headphone jack. So the new iPhone sells for $649. The iPhone 7, the new iPhone 7 Plus version, because always they have another upgrade, is $769. No headphone socket, which is big. Like I said, the dual lens camera, which also allows for optical zoom. Because they know people are just constantly taking pictures with it. It's waterproof, which I already told you that. And it's supposedly got some amazing features throughout it. Like, that will just blow your mind. How can they blow our mind anymore? What do you think the iPhone's going to get up to? Like 20? iPhone 20, the latest edition. It just tells you what to do. Your phone will tell you what to do. Just ask it a question, not like Siri. It'll just tell you exactly what to do. Can you imagine if you had a spare $195? I'm not talking about $195. I'm not talking about $195. I'm not even talking about $195,000. I'm talking about, ready for this, $195 million. There's a Beverly Hills mansion that is for sale, could be yours if you have a spare $195. So the Playboy Mansion just sold for a crazy, ridiculous amount of money. But this Beverly Hills house would blow that away if somebody ponies up the $1 million. And you know there's somebody out there that has that. And I was looking at the house and saying, what does $195 million look like? I've been through Beverly Hills, and your neighbors are kind of on top of you. It's not like you have, like, great pieces of land, because, of course, it's Los Angeles. But an attorney, businessman, Leonard Ross, it's his house. He listed it for $195, a $30 million uptick in the price from when it was last listed for sale 9 years ago. So what does it have? You're going to like these numbers. And first of all, it doesn't include, the mansion can be get purchased for a smaller section of the property, which does not include an additional 7-bedroom house for $175. So it's known as the Beverly House, and it was built for a local banker, and then it was built, or then it was later owned by William Randolph Hearst, because who else is going to be able to afford this? And actress Marion Davies, who he was having an affair with. So it's also where Jacqueline and John Kennedy honeymooned after they exchanged vows in 1953. Scenes from the movies The Godfather and The Bodyguard were filmed on the property. When you see it, you recognize that. And it's just, I mean, it's just huge. They have this library. Oh, that would be the one thing in that house I would kill for, because I like to read. And if I could just sit somewhere and read and read and read, and this is, it's just a mind-blowing library. It's a 50,000 square foot place inside, and it's got, you know, carvings, etched ceilings, paneled walls, theater, drop-down screen, projection portals, all of that, a 50-foot entry hall. We will see you now! A garden view bar, a two-story library that I mentioned with hand-carved woodwork. It pretty, you know, mind-blowing stuff. But $195, that's pretty mind-blowing in itself. If you have $195 to spare just on that, then you got, you know what, you got some other serious cash somewhere else, because that's just to get in the house. That's not even upkeep or any of that, any of what would go into that. How about the Oklahoma quake? Did you know that? Yes, the earth moved in Oklahoma. It really did. The U.S. Geological Survey is updating the official magnitude of the September 3rd Pawnee, Oklahoma earthquake to 5.8 from 5.6. It makes it Oklahoma's largest recorded earthquake to this point. Pretty scary. Really freaked out a lot of people, because that's not teeny tiny. So some things flew off walls. Nobody was killed or any of that, thank goodness. But it had to have been a little frightening for some people if they were caught in the middle of that. And that weird shaky feeling, as I've been through an earthquake in California, is just so, it's just such an odd feeling. It really, it kind of feels like you're on a ride for a second, like, like the floor is purposely supposed to move, supposed to sort of shift underneath you. And, you know, in places like Oklahoma, you're just not expecting it. I mentioned Zika before. Congressman David Jolly actually bringing the Florida mosquitoes onto the House floor to discuss Zika. Yeah, 100 mosquitoes in a jar. In a jar. Let me just show you. And he did. He walked in. He held up a jar of 100 mosquitoes. It was like show and tell. It was like he was a speaker and he had to use a prop. So he had his prop straight from Florida. He said, these are capable of carrying the Zika virus. This is the reason for the urgency. This is the reason for the fear. He brought the container onto the floor to criticize Congress for failing to pass legislation to combat the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Sunshine State. Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And away we go. Oh, time to look at the daily dose of what's being served up out there and get Nathan Reeder's take on it through a fun segment that we haven't done in a while called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Kate.
I like you said that. All right, so check this out. I talked about it when we were doing the numbers thing, but it's worth getting your take on it. Boy, how about the iPhone? Was Steve Jobs just brilliant or what? Whatever his personality was, he realized, talk about marketing, that the desire to always upgrade and to put people into another a phone and what they ultimately want and the watch and everything else. So now they have an iPhone 7, but it doesn't have a jack. It doesn't have a headset jack, which is kind of in a way scary. What do you think?
Well, as a techie here on the other side touching the buttons, I certainly like my analog. And
yeah.
And Bluetooth or whatever new protocol it might come up with in the future for spitting that data out it's a whole different world. I like plugging it in. And, hey, how about that whole, you know, let's change the fundamental architecture that third parties have been creating for how many years now to use across the spectrum of phones?
Exactly. Yeah, and the wireless headphones, like Apple's EarPods, now connect over the Lightning port instead. So it was pretty this is obviously controversial. So they say they don't lose a port, they gain improved stereo speakers. And they decided, after arguing about this in big meetings and everything else, that that's what they were going to do. So I'm going to say good luck with that. So what do you say? Is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm saying it's bingo because of money. Because they know it's about money.
It is about money.
Come on.
They're killing us. Yes, it's about money. It is.
Steve Jobs is one thing, but corporations and continuation of production are quite another.
Yeah, absolutely. And they know that, and that's what it is. I mean, again, we had phones, and then you had technology moved a little bit slower, and then you had a cell phone. Now, oh my gosh, now it's just every time you turn around, something has completely changed. And speaking of technology, were you ever a PlayStation guy? Were you ever somebody who like had a friend who had PlayStation? You had PlayStation. Did you do the PlayStation thing?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
We had the one. My brothers played it more than I did when it came out, and then I played it a little bit after that, got a 2. I haven't really hung out with people with 3 too often, but yes, PlayStation.
PlayStation now has PlayStation 4 Pro. So just like we were talking about the technology in a different sector, the system is going to be capable, Nathan, of playing on 4K or ultra-high resolution on HDR TV. So it's $399. It's going to be a big Christmas thing. It goes in the stores on November 10th. And they say it's for the hardcore gamer or the one who's invested in high definition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see it, actually.
Yep, keep going. Just keep going,
guys. Yeah, I'm gonna say bingo for that. I don't know. I'll say bingo. The gaming's a little bit slower than the phone deal, because they know they can only go so far, I think, before it's like, okay, wait, we're happy with what we have now, so wait a second, guys, hang on here. We move from the, and I'm going to say, so I'm just going to say bingo, it's what you expect, right?
Yep. Go for it, man.
Yeah, go for it. It's what you expect. All right, how about this? You know, there's this whole anthem protest thing, and so now, This is the latest that's happened. It's not just Colin Kaepernick, who is a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, but now the Washington Spirit is saying they're preventing Megan Rapinoe's anthem protest. She's a big superstar for women in the world of a female soccer star, huge, you know, athlete, people know her, whatever. And she said she wanted to continue her stand in solidarity with Kaepernick, the quarterback for San Francisco, before the Seattle game against the Washington Spirit on Wednesday. And they didn't give her a chance the second time. She became the first active non-black professional athlete to display support for the 49ers quarterback when she took a knee for the anthem before the game. But on Wednesday night, the host played the Star Spangled Banner before the teams took the field because they decided, we don't want to deal with this controversy. All right, boom. She stood with Colin Kaepernick and took the knee for the last game. We know it's going to happen again, maybe other players. So we're just going to play before they come out on the field. This could be a trend. Maybe this is what's going to happen. What do you think?
let them do whatever they want to do to make themselves feel comfortable that people have feelings about how nationalism has affected them and generations of their families. I'm really disgusted with a lot of people who think nationalism is about that flag. It's not the flag. And I really... So you got kind of a feeling of how I feel about this. I think that's perfect. I think that's a great solution for people that are so easily shaken.
Yeah, I agree with you. So instead of making it a bigger deal, then play it before they're out there, and then it doesn't even have to be, that doesn't have to be the stage, because we already get that. We already get the Kaepernick thing, and she showed support for him and all that. So now that's fine. So that's what they decide to do. And you're right. It does have to do with something else. Much deeper.
Well, yes, and you will never stop that language from being shown in another way. So do whatever you can right now, and sorry. It's an open forum in the public world when you have cameras and people looking up to mentors trying to strive for excellence. So.
Yeah.
We're all striving here together, guys.
You know, you're absolutely right. Bingo. That's well said. Because here's the thing. This is the deal about living in America. We are lucky. We live in the best country in the world in a sense that we can express ourselves, and even if we don't agree, and I say this on America Tonight all the time, with the person sitting next to us, in front of us, or whatever, isn't it great that we don't have to be shut out? We have freedom of speech.
Woo!
Oh, because I've seen it where they don't have freedom of speech, and it's very, very sad. How about this? America's Got Talent singer, they say, absolutely destroyed the Katy Perry cover. You know, what do you think of these? As somebody who is a music person, what do you think of all these music shows like America's Got Talent? And this kid, it was hard to tell which was the... You know, who was the pop star and who was the kid? And she was 14 years old, and she stunned the crowd. She was just right on Katy Perry. Sounded exactly like her.
Well, good. Good.
I don't
watch any of those shows because I am watching people create their own music.
Yeah.
And do it every day on the streets and not have TV cameras in front of them or millions of dollars thrown at them. And that's a different situation for me. I'm totally biased and probably bitter about it because I'm booking people that are really coming from creative places. And it's different. It's different. It's really cool to watch people.
I like that
work
answer.
Their performances, and excellent musicians are hard to come by. So thank you for striving for excellence.
I like that. I like that answer too, because you're right. There, it's like a shortcut. It's like a cheap cut. I agree with you. I don't watch any of the music shows either. I'll talk to my aunt Nathan in Florida, and she'll say, "Did you see America's Got Talent?" I'll say, "I don't watch it." So thank you. Another version of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.